With things heating up in the Crimea and Memorial Day approaching, my mind has been turning back to Alfred Lord Tennyson's The Charge of the Light Brigade. Written in 1854, it is probably the most famous piece of literature about the Crimean War, which has not inspired nearly as many depictions in prose, poetry, or for the stage as the American Civil War, World War II, or Vietnam. My mother and I used to read this poem aloud together when I was little. It's a very approachable poem for a child. It's short, it tells a clear story, and it's very rhythmic, so it's fun to read aloud. As a poem, The Charge of the Light Brigade has had an interesting life. Tennyson wrote it while serving as Poet Laureate of the UK. He read an account of the battle in the Times and wrote the poem that morning in response. Later, the newspaper account was corrected that the Light Brigade lost only 110 of 666 men, and in fact, they fought their way back to their own lines. Some people point out this when the poem is brought up in conversation, and whether it is to denigrate Tennyson or to show off their own knowledge is, I guess, dependent on the individual. I don't really think it matters if the poem is factually accurate, or as many biopic movies that take great liberties with the facts of today are, quote, inspired by real events, end quote. The point of the poem is not just to immortalize the bravery of soldiers in battle, which it certainly does, but part of why this poem is taught to children is to make the point that life is not fair. Sometimes you have to do things that are unfair, that you know to not be in your best interest, but you have no choice, and you just have to do it. In battle, soldiers do not get the option of weighing the pros and cons of an order. They follow orders, maintain discipline, and as the saying goes, soldier on. An awful lot of adulthood is about getting through the unfair parts and just making it to the other side if you can. It's a difficult lesson for people to learn. Theirs not to make reply. Theirs not to reason why. Theirs but to do and die. Childhood feels this way a lot of the time. But why do I have to do that? Because I said so. Part of that is the power structure of adults and children. But part of it is just the reality that you don't get a dissertation of reasons for every situation in life. Because sometimes life is just not about you. You just have to get through it and do the job.